So it's got nothing on me.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19-inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
bleed as your burned out body falls into an empty flame. Red gash in the earth's membrane. You're afraid, feeding into what you can't tame. You break in, break free, break down.
me, all of them sticky sweet.
Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet. Savory, garlicky, all of me sticky sweet.
I see these white folks with their eye holes set, gripping their rifles and their white supreme. But what I figure that these spiteful pests be forgetting is that it's my whole set. I'm just a figurehead for Generation Y and Z. I know my ideas won't die even if I'm martyred. My squad will go harder. My mom and goes farther, goes viral. I'm proof that any goof with a good heart can finish what I started. Who is Mariah Parker, man? It doesn't even matter if I'm really being honest. And honesty is the quality. We need to leave the charge. We need to feed the spark. The beast, the darkness, he's complete autonomy. I'm wishing it was Tommy V. I ain't thinking God, it's me.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land of the Musqueam people. This is Forgotten British Columbia, a series on the history of the province that has been erased and those that have been forgotten. Today, we will talk about the Chinese head tax. A brief content warning, The following episode contains themes of racism and xenophobia against the Chinese community that some may find distressing. If so, you can come back to 101.9 in 5 minutes. Others, we encourage you to listen. The infamous head tax essentially discriminated against Chinese people living in Canada and those wanting to come here in search of better work opportunities. Under the Chinese Immigration Act of 1885, the Canadian government charged a head tax of $50 to discourage Chinese immigration. The unjust policies had grave consequences on families, separating them for generations.
Both my grandfathers on my mother and father's side paid the head tax, and both my grandfathers were separated from their wives for a period of 2 decades and more.
That was Sid Chow Tan.
One of the legacies of all this comes out of what is called heathens without souls. We were treated, that is, the Chinese were treated the way we were treated because we weren't seen as human.
He is the co-founder of the Head Tax Families Society of Canada. Similar to his grandfathers, many Chinese men suffered from exclusion and loneliness because bringing their families to Canada was not a privilege afforded to most. In Vancouver, Chinese immigrants weren't allowed to buy property outside Chinatown, and so very quickly Chinatown became their safe haven where they practiced their culture, spoke their language, and conducted business. Chinese residents lived like second-class citizens, as they weren't allowed to vote, apply for citizenship, work professional jobs, and were essentially prohibited from exercising basic civil rights. Let's take a few steps back and look at where this began. The exclusionary policies are directly tied to the construction of the Canadian Pacific Railway, also known as CPR, a transcontinental railway which would directly connect Eastern Canada to BC. The CPR proved to be a major milestone in the development on what is colonially known as Canada. Around 17,000 Chinese laborers were brought from China to work on the railroad, proving instrumental in the construction of the CPR. They worked in harsh conditions and were paid $1 a day, less than what their white counterparts earned, which was between $1.50 to $2. It is estimated that some 1,000 Chinese workers died in the building of the railway. Regardless of their contributions, soon after the completion of the project, Canadian authorities imposed the head tax in order to discourage Chinese immigration. The head tax was raised to $100 in 1900 and to $500 in 1903, equivalent to 2 years of wages. The Chinese Canadian National Council says the federal government acquired a total of $23 million from the head tax levies, of which about $8.5 million were collected by the BC government. Records show that an estimate of 82,000 people from China bore the brunt of the regressive head tax from 1885 to 1923. Despite severe barriers, the Chinese population continued to grow in the country, and particularly in BC, in the early 1900s. In 1923, the Canadian government further curtailed restrictions and imposed the Chinese Exclusion Act, completely banning Chinese citizens from entering Canada. Yet, around 300 Chinese living in Canada volunteered to fight in World War I, and this number doubled during the Second World War. The service of the Chinese veterans during the war played a pivotal role and put pressure on the state to grant the Chinese community full rights, and at last, the Chinese Exclusion Act was revoked in 1947. In 2006, Stephen Harper's government apologized for the racist laws and made payments of $20,000 each to living head tax payers or their surviving spouses. However, the redress was criticized because it was superficial and only redressed 800 families, leaving out thousands of families who didn't have a surviving member at that time. In the past year, many activists and journalists have drawn parallels between the rise in anti-Asian racism and aggression towards Asians during COVID-19 and the looming anti-Asian sentiment that was prevalent during the inception of Canada and the United States.
I think one of the hardest things for most Canadians to understand, because they haven't been taught this history in school books. And often people who find out about it, they read on their own, they learn about it by hearing from people who were interned, if they're Japanese Canadian, or people who went through the residential schooling experience. One of the most difficult things for most Canadians is understanding the legacies of that long history of white supremacy.
As Henry Yu, a history professor at UBC, reminds us, history lessons in schools are filled with omissions and erasures. Having said that, it is also key to continuously reject the notion that racism is a thing only in the past and doesn't exist anymore, because in reality, it is woven in the fabric of Canada that is built on colonialism, white supremacy, and stolen land. Only then do we have some prospect of disrupting false narratives and holding power to account. Today's episode was written and edited by me, Hanaima. This show is co-produced by Karan Saxena and myself, Hanaima. The music for Forgotten British Columbia is by Cron Fused. You can also listen to the show online by visiting CIDR.ca and searching Forgotten British Columbia.
Storm. puna amas qui pouvons pouvoir rester dans une place qui voulait voir le monde. Maman, mon monde, c'est un picot sur un picot, puis on le traitera pas pour une seconde.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
Could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We suit you like it's for you. half late at Mrs. Winter's. I ate all by myself in the corner. Now I don't wanna be no loner. I just know that I'm gonna break her heart when it's over. Only making her colder when she meet the next fella. Somebody who'll do it better. Somebody who'll blow his cheddar. I'm building a happy home. I'm talking like Black and Decker. I'm talking like we ain't never had these problems before. When I'm here, I'm right here. But when I go, let me go.
I can't be here by myself. I can't make it on my own. I can't be here by myself.
Don't know. I told her change is what you get when you send kids to the stove for a pack of new coats. Then they bring back the shorts. When grandpa wanted the hundreds, but man, he shouldn't even smoke. He probably quit if he wanted. But man, you know how some folks, they say you'll never change. That's what I'm trying to explain. I know you ain't about them games. I know you ain't about them lanes. Who wanna play with your heart? And I don't play with my art. And I don't play with my art. Call to go, I'm in the car like push start. To serve these words a la carte. I know how you gon' remark. You only care for your career. And I fear that one day you gonna leave me all alone. And plus you never be here. Let's be clear, listen here. In the air, I'm so near to my truth, to my oath. It's the moment I was waiting on. Waiting on like DMV lines. I run like DMZ lines. From issues need some me time. But scared to throw my peace sign.
I can't be here by myself.
Love it so.
Africa love it also.
Love
from
drop. Let reggae music flow. It's revelation moving amongst your people. Clarification declaring good over evil. What do the people want? Reggae music. What is the people's need? Good reggae music. What do the people want? Reggae music. What is the people's need? Sweet reggae music. Hey. It's a delicacy, please don't abuse it. Watch the contents you use, don't generate no conflicts. Reggae music is a healer, drives away all your sorrows. It impacts your life, guiding you into tomorrow. What do the people want? Reggae music. What is the people's need? Sweet reggae music. Hey. What do the people want? Reggae music. What is the people's need? Sweet reggae music. Hey. Can you feel it?
Reggae music.
Can you feel it?
Good reggae music.
Can you feel it? Music, hey. The children love it so. The whole generation I know. When it's come to joy, reggae is the way to go. Hey. Europe love it so. Africans love it also. From the beats of the drum, reggae music has to flow. Oh Lord.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.